Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you'd have probably been better off playing that Nas Ether. get the
Oh no, we're not back clean, with this music. This was last December. Version. Oh no, let's not do it again. Welcome back. It's the midday show.
It's gonna be all right, man.
You see, you're saying last night was on an iceberg, that we didn't just hit an iceberg?
No, because this is
just
fixable.
A speed bump.
Let me tell you, man, there's been a lot of times where I've almost gotten fights with my teammates like days before games. And if you are truly committed to the task at hand, it ain't nothing to say I'm sorry. Go hug your teammates. Say, hey, man, I was wrong.
Well, hopefully they could get there. And listen, I think what BG did last night was a good thing. I know a lot of people don't feel that way and feel like it's just going to add more distraction and more drama to the whole Eagles thing. Sometimes it's okay. It's okay to yell and scream. And he didn't yell and scream.
Punch people in the face.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's okay to get your point across. And maybe
it's okay,
Brandon,
to put hands on people every night.
Well, maybe Brandon needed to go to the nth degree to get his point across. And he got it across. AJ, Jalen, figure this out. 215-592-9494. All right, so...
Let's straighten it out.
Let's add some context to this, and we'll take your phone calls here. So Brandon Graham did, after his show last night, which we played you some of the audio, it's been everywhere. He and I got in the studio this morning. There's two ESPN TV shows up, and one from earlier this morning, one from live. They're still doing the whole thing. I see
Talk
Spike.
Talk about all the drama. Say the drama for your mama.
A clip of Spike and Howard and Brandon on ESPN in front of me. So after the show last night, Brandon Graham did speak to Tim McManus of ESPN. He said his comments were a mistake. I'll give you the quote here from Brandon Graham to ESPN last night. Quote, I made a mistake and I assumed that it was something that it wasn't. I just want to win so bad that I don't just want to use the media when we need to talk about something and we could fix the problem ourselves. I didn't add to it in a good light, so that's my bad. So right after the show last night, he did kind of walk back a little bit again.
He tried to backpedal.
Yeah,
he's too old to be backpedaling.
It's almost like when you say something you shouldn't on the show, you're like, I'm going to walk that back even though the audio's out there. Let's also hear from Brandon this morning. He was also on, as he is every Tuesday, with Joe and John. Here's what he said this morning, now that he's had a night to reflect.
This ain't last year, but I'm happy that things happen so that we can, you know, as a team, see what we made of. You know, now this stuff that came out. You know, AJ did what he did, but I forgive him, and I know he gonna forgive me. Like, we all in this together.
You know, I like that strategy. Do something you shouldn't do, and then say, I know you're gonna forgive me. We'll just move on.
Well, you know, it's gonna be a little Anna. It's still some little Anna brewing, but I think the thing that needs to happen today, like, or should have happened last night, or probably happened, just have that phone call, man. Make them phone calls.
Yeah.
And air it out. Say what you got to say. Get it off your chest. And keep it moving.
And I hope this works because, you know, last year, and we all want to move past last year, not think about it, but it's too similar not to talk about it. There's some similarities last year to this year with the personalities, the locker room stuff, weird stuff going on, yeah. AJ's comments after the game. But last year felt like, and you kept saying this too, that they need a come to Jesus moment. They need
to
talk.
Jesus.
And they never talked. And it felt like it just festered and it fell apart. I think because of what happened last night on WIP, there's no way they can avoid this. I mean, we're going to replay it for you, Nick Sirianni's conversation with Joe and John in a little bit. It was the entire interview. It was the entire thing. Like, there's no way they can avoid this now. They got to talk about it, and hopefully...
Let's straighten it out.
They figure it out. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey,
what's
Alex.
Up, man?
Hey, man. You guys love to freaking blow stuff out of
proportion. Blow it out of proportion.
I listen to the interview. No, let me get this off my chest.
Get it off
your
chest, brother.
I've been listening to y'all. All right? Every time, especially Joe, man, he's like the freaking drama queen in this thing.
You know what? Shut up.
John, the drama gentleman, queen? Let me give you your proper title. All right, but what I'm saying is, Why is it that we can't just enjoy this ride, man? Why do we got to be some drama?
Hold on, Alex.
Who you mad at, us or the team?
Hold on, Alex. After the game that they won, the wide receiver said passing is the problem with the offense, and then Brandon Graham on his own show last night ripped AJ for 20 minutes. How is this my thing?
He didn't rip him. He said if
Excuse
there's
me?
Problems there, they need to straighten it out, and that's with anything. with anybody and any player.
For 20 minutes, for 20 minutes, he spent 20 minutes. 20 minutes on the microphone.
He thought I was at Burger King where he was flaming at
spent flaming those 20 minutes talking about how A.J. Brown shouldn't have done what he'd done last night, or two nights ago.
And be accountable.
And he should have been accountable, and he needs to be better at handling things. Those are his words. He said that, Alex, not me.
Give me one sec. I'm going to come right back around. Hey, y'all.
He must be at the drive-thru.
You made me skip my order because I got to get this off my
chest. What are you getting?
All right. Now, the McDonald's can wait because I got something for you.
He got something to say. He got Mickey D's on hold.
I didn't hear AJ say nothing about Jalen. Where did you hear him say Jalen did?
He speculated.
He said,
what receiver doesn't want the damn ball?
I don't know a good receiver in the NFL today. I'm kind of with the call on this one. That doesn't want the football.
He said, what's the problem with the offense? Passing. Who passes the ball? The quarterback.
I just like that he missed his order.
That daggone desperate for content, man. Stop trying to create content.
Oh, so now it's our fault. Now it's
our desperate for content.
This is our fault.
Stop trying to create content.
Wait a minute. Now, Alex, we were in lockstep.
We ride this train. We all on it. The team is together.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Are you living under a rock? They're not together.
Wait a minute, Alex.
How many teams that are together have what's happened the last 2 days? Are you nuts?
Time out. How are we creating content? What do we do?
Damn drama, man.
What do we do?
You act like you Walter Cronkite, like you damn, like you psychic.
He said, you act like you Walter Cronkite.
Joe Cronkite, listen.
You ain't a reporter,
Joe.
Freaking Joe the camera this morning. They kept asking Nick Sirianni the same question, switching it around, trying to ask the same question, trying to fish for information. And I'm so glad he
Larry King the camera. It was a good interview.
You guys just jump on every damn thing just because you want to sit there and create some damn drama.
It's my fault
that AJ Brown ripped the quarterback. It's my fault that Brandon Graham went on his own show and said what he said. All right, Alex, enjoy the meal. All right, when you get through the drive-thru again.
I wonder if you go get some hash brown.
Of course.
One thing WIP is not today. Is desperate for content. I just want to put that out there.
You know
right
what?
Now.
This is prime coping. This is your fault, Joe. This is your fault, DeCameron.
That was delusional.
This is your fault, Spike and Howard, for being on the show last night.
Just enjoy the ride.
I mean, Elliot's question that started this on Sunday was, what do you think needs to improve with the offense? Wasn't that the way he framed the question?
He did.
What's wrong with the offense?
And while AJ might not have explicitly said, Jalen, you know who did? Our whole buddy BG
list. He said there's an issue between those guys that they need to figure out. I mean, anyone who's been around this team for a year realizes it does feel a little awkward, and we didn't know what it was, and it's out there now. We cannot avoid it. They can't avoid it, and I hope they figure it out because, unlike last year, Hugh, they've got a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. Last year, it fell apart, but really,
that defense
stunk last year. I didn't think they were going to win anyway. This year, they can win it.
And I think that we can get past this, man, because of the thing, like you said, the defense is playing well, and the mission is the mission. You just need to air it out a little bit. You just need to go out there and talk about your feelings, get it off your chest,
mm-hmm.
and let's get ready to play these Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday.
Let's do it. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
Hey, man. I love the show, number one. But, you know, I played a long game. I've been telling y'all this a long time. Everybody said, OG, you wrong. And I'm telling you, I still believe the reason why Kelce and Fletcher Cox retired was because of these two. Just here, and I said it when AJ's got the contract. The elephant in the room still has not been addressed. And what BG did, BG can say what he wants. BG did that intentionally because he said the only way we're going to really deal with this is you got to put it out there because these two ain't going to deal with it amicably. You know what I'm saying? And I think what we keep trying to do is we keep mixing old times with the new times. In the old school days, in the Hughes days, is that you keep family business in-house. It's a new day and age now. Everything is content. Everything is on the gram and da-da-da. So there is no in-house stuff. Everything is going to be brought public because that's what the world we living in now. This is what everybody wants to do. And it also is for people that don't have the communicatable ability to just go and talk to a person one-on-one. because once you gotta learn, what you learn about people is that some guys like AJ and other guys, they don't have the heart to go and stand on their own. They need to bring somebody along with them. So he drops a joint off of a fan saying, I need you on Demon Time, okay? He responds to the fan, oh, just turn on the tape. Watch me. You know what I'm saying? And then he deletes it. You know damn well deleting it ain't deleting it. You said it. So now you ask the question in the press conference by Elias Joe Park, who that's my protege. He's growing. What's wrong with the passing game? Yeah. The passing. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with the offense?
Yep,
the
passing. Yep.
Those are him, AJ, crying out to let you know what his issues is and who he got it with. You know what I'm saying? And rather it's wrong or right how he's doing it, bro, it's not going to help this football team. I don't give a damn what you do. I think that as a team, we got caught up in trying to get Saquon Barkley this rushing title. I'm not title, the record. Is that we got away from playing football, which is pass and run, pass and run. We just doing it way too much. And it's now, it's hurting the overall team. Oh, it's just starting. I just got to tell y'all that. Don't think this is the end of it.
Well, they better figure it out, OG. And you and I are more aligned on this than we have been with a lot of things recently. I think you're right. I mean, I think the issue is, and OG, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, whether or not, I know a lot of people don't agree with OG, don't agree with me that Brandon did a good thing last night. But I think there is something to maybe these two, even though they're friends, don't know how to communicate with each other to figure it out. Look, AJ, can we hear an AJ after the game? This was the end of that little back and forth with the media. And this one might have flown under the radar more than anything else, right? Because the quote that's being taken is passing. But listen to the end. I thought it was a really simple, like, ending to this. Well, how much do you guys try to communicate to fix things? And here's what he said.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this, where maybe the passing game isn't everything he wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
You know what the unfortunate thing about all of this is that because everything he said is open-ended, it leaves us opportunity to speculate. Like, I still, to this day, even though I know what I know now, I still don't think what he said was that egregious, because going into that game and watching that game Sunday, we all knew that something was up with this passing game because it just wasn't hitting.
Yeah,
it wasn't hitting.
It was poor, yeah.
And we know that he missed the receiver when he was wide open. So I would say this, and I don't know this for sure. This is me, you know, speculating again, is that he was frustrated when he missed that second pass that was thrown to him. You know what's funny about that? Everybody and their mother knew that that second pass, when AJ was open, that was a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. So maybe when AJ comes to the press conference and then he's asked that question, that's still fresh on his mind. Now, that might be – there's a number of reasons why they might have missed that pass. And there's a number of reasons why, you know, they might not have talked at the end of that – the game or during the course of the game about that passing situation. This is fixable. This is one of those – this is why I don't feel like – what Brandon said was for public consumption, because now here's where we are. And we're at DEF CON. Wait a minute, did we figure this out? What, DEF CON 4?
What's a bad DEF CON?
DEF CON is DEF CON 4, I think, is
that's
bad.
That's the worst one?
I think it's the worst
okay,
one.
Okay, we worked through this last year.
We did, and I forgot it. But anyway,
okay, we'll figure that
point
out.
That I'm trying to
the
make
other way
is
around.
DEF CON 1?
One is nuclear war is very soon.
So okay, we're at DEF CON 1. Okay.
Oh, boy.
DEF CON 4, we were chilling, right? Mm-hmm. So you say we're at DEF CON 2?
I think we're at DEF CON 2.
Okay,
four
we're at DEF CON 2.
Increased watching.
We're past that.
Stronger security.
What's 2?
2 is near nuclear
war. Oh, that's exactly where we are.
Yeah, but I think that this is fixable. I honestly believe that, because, and I'll be honest, I got an agenda. I got a lot riding on this. But I also have been through these situations. And these are situations that, if you're true to everything that you say you're true to, then be the first person to reach out. Be the first person to say, hey, man, we got to get this right, because we got a tough football team coming in this weekend. I think they're in a good enough spot that they can do that.
I hope you're right. And look, my my reasoning that I think this was a good thing it came out last night, and I believe Brandon meant what he said when he said it. Now, maybe he's feels bad for making it as public or as loud or as long. I mean, he went viral. He went viral. I mean, I don't think he meant to, but he did. But now they can't avoid it.
BG, if they didn't know who you was, they know who you are.
Sometimes you gotta have that blow up argument to get it all out there.
That's what I'm saying. If you dig yourself in a hole, man, sometimes you just gotta keep digging.
Well, they can't avoid it now. So OG mentioned something to you, and I think this could be like underneath the surface. I don't think it's this guy's fault at all, but it kind of plays off this. So EJ Smith, who covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, Hugh, he posted this recently, and it's interesting because it doesn't have to mean anything. It could just be silly. It could be fun. But you see this in the locker room. The Eagles offensive linemen have two framed photos of Saquon Barkley up on the wall of the locker room.
The chosen one.
Near their stalls. One says our savior, and the other one says the chosen one. So clearly,
now you get into the meat of the patty.
Yeah, so now there's a sense that it's his team, it's his offense, it goes through him. Well, but guess what that means for the wide receiver?
They don't get that much love.
You're not the guy anymore.
Man, listen, let me just say this. Since you went there, I was gonna leave this on the table because, like I said, I don't really too like to get off into putting family business out there. But I am a radio show host, and I had a couple people call me this morning telling me. Tell them what the real problem is. Mm. This is about shine. This is a little bit about shine. Because think about it, people. Since we want to, you know, speculate what this is about, this isn't really about Jalen. This is Jalen's, what they call it, a byproduct.
Well, and he's the guy in the middle because he's
the quarterback.
Right, and if he's inefficient, then AJ can't have any shine.
Wait a minute. Can I get my music? Because I'm about to drop some a gem. Uh-oh. I'm about to drop. I need some.
You calling your
I need
shot
some
here?
Profound music.
It's like Babe Ruth in the 30s.
Yes, I'm about to call my shot. This is the Rocky music. This kind of feels weird, but let's go with it. This isn't about Jalen, y'all. You know who this is about? This is about Saquon. Think about it. This offense has been, this passing game has been anemic for weeks. When did all of this come to a head, fellas and ladies? When did all this drama start happening? Y'all ain't gonna get it? You ain't gonna get it? I'll just tell you.
You got the music. You're cooking. The floor is yours.
This all happened when Saquon broke that record yesterday. That's when this all became a problem. When Saquon broke that record, that's when the dam broke. Damn it, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of y'all running this damn football all the time. Man, throw the football. And on top of that, think about it. Second play of the game, when we played the cutter, Mike, we're talking about, hey, we looked at him. Mike said it flat out. He looked at the receiver. I don't know what he saw. And he threw a check down. That was A.J. Brown's opportunity. Let's just speculate. He could have probably took that one to the house because he was wide ass open. When Saquon broke that record and AJ didn't get that touchdown, it became a problem. And it just came to a head. Now I'll say this. I'm not mad at AJ because every receiver, any receiver worth their salt that I've ever played with, always wanted football. That's not a bad thing in my mind. But I think it was a combination of that. And the fact that the record was broken, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for AJ.
Woo!
I'll be here all week. I'll be here all week, y'all. I'll be here all week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That music really.
I ain't gonna lie.
The takes get better with the music underneath.
Hey, listen. I was holding on to this, but some of the OGs was calling me, talking about, tell the truth. They're telling me to keep it a beat.
Well, you know what I thought of as this all came to a head here? Do you know about the Foles Shrine, Hugh?
The Foles Shrine.
Oh, in 2018, right? So we know Foles came in 2017 when Carson got hurt, right? He wins the Super Bowl. 2018, Hugh, Carson's not playing very well. He plays a game in Dallas. I think they dropped to, Kyle might remember the record. I think they may have dropped to 6-7, something like that. Right around this time
they
of the season.
Below 500. I think they won three or four
straight to finish it.
Yes.
Might have been three. They might have finished 9-7.
And then plus the playoff win.
Yes. Yep. So, Hugh, Wentz gets hurt, okay, in the Dallas game. He goes the injured. He doesn't play in the game against St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The Eagles win the game with Nick Foles, right? So they get to 500. At that point, no one thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Long and some of the defensive players put a shrine up in Foles' locker room, very similar. I have a picture of it here for you, Hugh. Very similar with his book in there, Believe It.
Yeah,
all sorts
okay.
of like Jesus candles and stuff about Nick Foles, that he's the savior. And then they go on a run with Foles the rest of the way. And like, it just added to that fuel to the what's going on.
Who they added to that haterism.
Well, it was like, who's the quarterback, right? Like, who's the guy that they want in that locker room? Because it wasn't at that point in stone that Wentz wasn't coming back. And then he never came back, and Foles let him on another run again. This stuff seems silly, but I don't know. I mean, you've laid it out. There might be feelings behind it.
Can I tell you one thing that I know for a fact, man? Like, defensive players, it's ingrained in us. We're more family than anything because we deal in situations where we know we thrive off of one another's abilities. Like, you know, I couldn't do what I do if Dawg beat Bobby Taylor, Troy, and those guys.
You're
weren't
one
doing
of 11.
Like we're more of a unit. Offensively, though, like think about it. I mean, for the last couple years, AJ Brown was the man. I mean, he's still the man. Don't get me wrong. He's still the man. But Saquon in one season is getting all the love.
Well, just think about it. Last year, there was a conversation two Octobers ago. Is AJ in the MVP discussion? Remember
yes,
that?
Yes. And now Saquon Barkley's in the MVP discussion.
No,
he's in position to be. Dude, it's tough. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to get people to understand that it's tough to be on a team with these many dynamic players. And, you know, the type of guy that AJ is, and not feel like, even though you're a part of it and your contribution, you're still contributing, but you're not contributing in a way that you're used to contributing.
Yeah, look, there's issues here, and they have to address it now. As much as it creates more drama, it started with AJ Sunday. I'm glad BG said what he said last night because they can't avoid it now. Sirianni can't avoid it. Jalen can't avoid it. AJ can't avoid it. Get in a room, figure it out.
They're throwing
the
football, man. Give him a couple touchdowns. He'd be all right.
Well, and they think they tried that on Sunday, and Jalen didn't throw him the ball.
Yeah, well, you got to, hey, man, throw the man the ball.